From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Even during the economic downturn, innovators and entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley have found a way to get rich and change the world. But that success has left out large groups of people. This week, we're back in Silicon Valley with a program called NewMe, or New Media Entrepreneurship. It's designed to encourage women and minorities to found technology companies. Seven participants from around the country shared a house in San Francisco for 3 months, got coached on their business plans, and as KQED's Amy Stannin reports, attempted to perfect the art of the pitch.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Brooks. I'm from Chicago by way of small town.
Rachel Brooks is standing in front of about 100 people at the Google headquarters in Mountain View. She wants one thing. She wants the people in this room to like the company that she's pitching. It's called Citizen Made.
We have an e-commerce platform that provides an agile way to configure products. So the easiest way for me to describe that is by example.
Brooks is 25. She's holding a black notebook, and it's trembling wildly.
If you're interested in buying a bicycle, say you want a beach cruiser that is blue with a yellow horn.
I was the first one to go. I had no idea what to expect, and I was terrible. Really bad.
In Silicon Valley, the pitch is everything. It's how you create buzz about your company. It's how you convince investors to write you checks. And for women in particular, this is key. According to one recent report, fewer than 10% of tech companies are started by women. And when women do start companies, they attract about half as much outside investment as male-founded companies do. The pitch is central to getting that investment, but it makes Amanda McClure very uncomfortable.
I mean, how would you describe, like, Facebook in 2 minutes?
McClure is from Houston. She and Rachel Brooks are the two women participants in NewMe. She says she gets that it's important to be succinct, but there is something about the pitch, with all its bluster and swagger, that she just doesn't relate to.
From, like, a female's perspective, it's almost a platform for a competition. Like, who's the winner? This still feels like a very ultra-masculine environment.
I think you can group women entrepreneurs and you can find things they do that are very different.
Heidi Roizen started out as an entrepreneur in the Valley in the 1980s. Today, she's a venture capitalist who also coaches would-be entrepreneurs at Stanford University. She says she hears from women like Amanda McClure all the time.
They're uncomfortable not knowing an answer. They are uncomfortable taking credit and they're uncomfortable making bold statements.
Now, Roizen says she's generalizing here. Many, many women don't fit that mold at all. But she says when women do succeed, they face a different reception in the business world. In fact, Roizen herself helped demonstrate this. A few years ago, a Harvard Business School professor did an experiment. He took the outline of Heidi's career, a case study, and he taught it to two groups of students, with one difference. He taught
one as the Heidi Roizen case, and he taught one as the Howard Roizen case, and then he asked the students to take a poll.
So, same career, different genders. Then he asked each group, would you hire this person?
And Howard scored much better than Heidi.
Howard and Heidi, said the students, were equally competent.
But Howard was more likable, a person you felt like you could work with more, a person you could trust more.
In the students' eyes, Heidi's success made her seem aggressive and self-promoting. Roizen says there may not be much women entrepreneurs can do about this. Women like Rachel Brooks and Amanda McClure really, she says, have one good option, to ignore whatever bias may be out there, to take the fact that they're a minority in the Valley and use it to their advantage.
If you're the only woman in the room and you raise your hand, there's a good chance your question's going to get answered. If you wait afterwards and go meet the speaker, there's a good chance you're going to meet the speaker. You stand out.
Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, Eric. Nice to meet you.
Midway through her 3 months in the program, Rachel isn't pitching exactly, but something just as important. She's networking.
So what companies do you look at that are doing
that
well?
That are already customers.
Eric Martin is one of the NewMe mentors and general manager of the social news site Reddit.
Places like Knockaround Sunglasses, I don't know if you're familiar with them, like 1154 Lil is killing it.
The NewMe program is an immersion in exactly this kind of scenario. Participants make the rounds of big Silicon Valley firms. They meet venture capitalists and mentors from dozens of companies, including NewMe's funders like Google and Hewlett-Packard. And all that coaching, it seems to pay off. In the last week of the program, Rachel and the others get another chance to pitch their companies, this time at Google's San Francisco office. In the audience, representatives from at least three venture capital firms.
Hi, my name is Rachel Brooks. I am the CEO of...
The notebook is gone.
So let me take you through the typical path to customization. So say you have a new office.
It's not just Rachel.
And I'm building Helper to make customer support faster, easier, and cheaper.
I am an expert in timekeeping and scheduling systems.
One by one, the founders, all of them women or African American, make their pitches with confidence and a bit of swagger.
And if you want to fund us, you know where to find me, and we're building the future of TV, so come holler at your boy.
2 weeks after the NUMMI program wraps up, it's too early to tell which of these companies will succeed. Three seem to be pulling in some investment. Nothing huge, but a start. Rachel and Amanda still haven't. They're forging ahead, living cheap, building their companies, and getting customers. They say they're in this for the long haul. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
You can meet the founders online and learn more about their companies on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.